Hello, everybody, and welcome in. You're listening to the Week 10 preview for Major League Soccer. I'm Gavin Eubank of the Orlando Soccer Show, taking you around the league, running quickly through all 12 matchups this weekend. With all 24 teams in action, it's going to be a busy weekend in Major League Soccer, previewing each match, let you know what to look forward to, the storylines, all that, and so much more. So with so much to get to, let's get right to it. We start things in the Commerce City, where the Colorado Rapids, just days after firing head coach Anthony Hudson following an 0-7-2 start, are looking to play host to the Vancouver Whitecaps' Casey Connors' first game in charge as interim manager of the Rapids. The Rapids coming off a 1-0 loss away to Atlanta last weekend. Following the match, Hudson had some interesting comments saying that he and his team are a bottom-of-the-barrel roster at the bottom of the league. And those comments, whether or not they were what got Hudson fired, he's out, Connor in momentarily. But the Rapids, if they're finally looking for their first win of the year, they might have a chance to do it against a struggling Vancouver Whitecaps side, which are 1-5-3 so far this year. They haven't won any games away, 3 losses and a draw away from BC Place. They're coming off a 1-1 draw against Philadelphia. This match kicks off at 9 o'clock on Friday. The Los Angeles Galaxy, coming off a 2-1 win on Sunday night over Real Salt Lake, are traveling across the country to take on the Red Bulls at Red Bull Arena. 2 o'clock kickoff on ESPN kicks off the Sunday slate of games. The Galaxy are unbeaten in their last 7, 6-0-1. And as for New York, they only have 1 win in their last 6 games, and that was a 1-0 win over FC Cincinnati this past week, and their first win since Week 2 of the Major League Soccer season. Kicking off at 4 p.m. on Univision is the Texas Derby. FC Dallas traveling to Houston to take on the Dynamo. And these two teams are neck and neck in the Western Conference standings as we head into May. Dallas fourth in the West on 17 points, 4 wins in their last 6 games. They're coming off a scoreless draw last week at home to San Jose. Meanwhile, the fifth place Dynamo with 16 points are undefeated at home this year, 4-0-1 at BBVA Compass Stadium. The 5 of their 7 games have been at home, and they're coming off a 2-0 victory over the Columbus Crew last weekend. Kicking off at the same time at 4 o'clock, we have Toronto FC taking on the Orlando City Lions at Orlando City Stadium. Toronto FC leads the Eastern Conference in goals, though despite that, they will not have Jozy Altidore this weekend. They're only 1-2-1 in their last 4 games, and they're coming off a 2-1 loss at home against the Portland Timbers. Orlando City, meanwhile, put in a 1-1 draw against New York City FC last week in a Yankee Stadium. They've only won 1 game at home. They haven't lost at home, but they're 1-0-4 in the friendly confines in the Purple Palace this year. As for their all-time season series against Toronto, Toronto has 3 wins in their last 5 contests. Kicking off an hour later, we have the second meeting of the year between New York City FC and the Montreal Impact at 5 p.m. up in Montreal. Montreal's coming off a 1-0 win over the Chicago Fire last week. They're tied for third in the Eastern Conference this week, heading into the slate of games. It's their third home game in a row in which they've also won 3 of their last 4 contests overall. Certainly surprising a lot of heads and flying well under the radar in that Eastern Conference. As for NYCFC, they've gained 7 points from their last 3 games, which is certainly better performance under Dominic Torrent lately. The last meeting between these two sides, April 6th, back in Yankee Stadium, that was a scoreless draw. Brad Friedel leads his New England Revolution into Philadelphia to take on Jim Curtin and the Union at 7:30. The first place Union are atop of the Eastern Conference standings following their 2-0 midweek victory over FC Cincinnati on Wednesday. Kasper Cervinko and Papa Pekalt with the goals in that one for the Philadelphia Union, who now have 5 wins in 7 games, 4-0-1 at home as they welcome the Revolution. So certainly a home field advantage in this one over in Chester. As far as the Revolution go, they're coming off that 4-4 draw, a thriller in Sporting Kansas City, and just 6 goals in their three goals in their last 6 games prior to that 4-goal outburst over at Children's Mercy Park. The struggling Columbus Crew are in the nation's capital to take on DC United at 8 o'clock. 4 straight losses for the Crew lead them into this game. They've just got 1 goal over those 4 games. So Caleb Porterstride really struggling right now to find the back of the net. Yet they're still in 5th place in the Eastern Conference despite dropping 4 straight on 13 points. As far as DC, they've lost 3 of their last 6 games with an with a coming off a 1-0 loss at Minnesota this past weekend. Second meeting of the year between these two sides. It was just about a week and a half ago that DC was in Columbus, and that was a 1-0 victory for United. Kicking off simultaneously at 8 p.m., it's the Seattle Sounders taking on Minnesota United FC at Allianz Field. Minnesota just one win in their last four games. They only have one loss in three games at Allianz Field so far, a 1-1-1 record in their brand new stadium. For Seattle, five wins in six games to start the year before a loss, a draw, and a draw in their last three games, and two of those against LAFC, one of which was this past weekend, a 1-1 draw in CenturyLink Field in Seattle. The Portland Timbers look to make it three in a row as they travel to Real Salt Lake. They're almost there. They're almost back home. It's a 9 p.m. kickoff. Portland's got two wins in a row coming off a 2-1 win in Toronto. Just four games left away. Doing well after an 0-5-1 start. Like I said, two wins for Gio Sonny Villarisi's side. As far as Real Salt Lake, they're coming off that 2-1 loss to the Galaxy. Just two wins in their last three after that 1-4-1 start. So Mike Pecky's side playing a little bit better. Certainly going to be looking for all 3 points at home against a still otherwise beatable Portland side on Saturday. A little bit farther west, we have SC Cincinnati taking on San Jose Earthquakes out at Avaya Stadium. Four straight losses for Alan Koch's men. Their last victory, you have to go all the way back to March 24th, and that was that victory in New England. They're coming off 1-0 loss to the Red Bulls last weekend. Still looking for answers, and you know, not all that surprising for an expansion side. Koch said that they're just going to need better players if they want to start getting the results that they want. As far as San Jose, Matias Almeida's side, they have one loss in their just last five games, two wins, a loss, and two draws. Things were shaky early on, but they're looking a lot better of late, and a victory against Cincinnati could certainly be on its way to capitalize on all that positive play of late. And finally, on the Saturday schedule, the Chicago Fire are in L.A. once again this year to take on LAFC at 10:30. L.A. has won five of their last seven games. They're coming off that 1-1 draw in Seattle. As far as the Chicago Fire go, they've dropped two straight. Their last game was that 1-0 game in Montreal, a late game. No goals in their last two games, so they're struggling to find the back of the net. Over to the Sunday slate, we have just one game on the schedule, and it's not until 9 p.m. when Atlanta United, coming off that 1-0 victory over Colorado, take on Sporting Kansas City at Children's Mercy Park. This game is on FS1, aired nationally. Atlanta's got two wins in their last three games under Frank DeBoer. Maybe they're starting to come back. They don't look so hot, but they're getting the results, and that's all that Atlanta fans are going to care about. 0-1-1 all time against Sporting Kansas City, so they haven't won a game against their cross-conference foes, so they'll certainly be looking for 3 points in this one. And as far as Peter Vermes' side, a strong showing in CONCACAF Champions League up until they were outed in the latest round, but they have just one win in their last six league matches, 4-4 draw against New England last week that you all know about. As far as, you know, the home field advantage, they'll certainly think that they have it. They haven't lost at home this year in their first four matchups, two wins and two draws in Kansas City. Well, there you have it. That is everything that you need to know, all the games on the slate for Major League Soccer this weekend. We hope that you tune into as many of them as you can. I know I'll be watching what I can. Dallas at Houston's probably going to be a good game. Obviously, I'll be watching Toronto and Orlando. Philadelphia is probably going to be a fun team to watch. You know, LA Galaxy, the Red Bulls, obviously another big one, national TV game. Seattle, Minnesota, Columbus, D.C. I mean, they're all interesting games to me, but, you know, you pick whatever you pick, and you know, we won't judge you for that one. But we'll see you guys next week at the end of the Major League Soccer weekend to wrap things up. Gavin Eubank at Gavin Eubank on Twitter. Follow the Orlando Soccer Show on Twitter. Subscribe, like iTunes, I don't know, whatever you want to do. But we'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy the weekend.